The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Hello, Rolene Marks. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Benji? Live from the capital. Not live from Modi'in today, but from Jerusalem.
She's the Queen of Jerusalem. Well, look at that. Well, thank you for joining us all the way from Jerusalem. But it sounds to me, Rolene, like you're not where the action is, because thousands are rallying in Tel Aviv in support of the Druze.
Well, Benji, it seems that the nation state law is continuing to see a lot of fallout and a lot of criticism from various sectors of Israeli society, this time from the Druze minority, who over the last 10 days or so have expressed a great concern about the nation state law, because they feel that there is language within the makeup of the law that is discriminatory towards them and towards other minority communities. Now, I've seen a lot of debate on Facebook, on my page, a lot people saying, but there's nothing wrong with a Jewish identity or a state that's defined as Jewish, which essentially there is not. However, where the dissatisfaction is coming in is the clause that takes the Arabic language from official to a very ambiguous special status. And this has made a lot of minority communities feel very, very marginalized. And over the last 10 days or so, we've had meetings between Netanyahu and members of the Jewish community, as well as a variety of officers, high-ranking officers across the IDF, some from the Jewish community, who have said that they will pull out of the army if there are no amendments made to this law. And as of last night, we heard even from Moshe Kahlon, the leader of the Kulanu Party, as well as Naftali Bennett, full right-wing, and leader of the Hamas Yehudi Party, stating that something needs to be done to ensure that our minority communities don't indeed feel marginalized. But still, a lot of debate, a lot of discussion around the nation-state bill. Nobody is saying, I just want to clarify, a lot of confusion. Nobody is saying we can't define Israel as the nation state of the Jewish people, but the big issue of concern is, where is Israel's robust democracy in this law?
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very interesting and quite contentious. And indeed, it's spread even into the IDF itself, with Jews officers, appeals to Jews officers rather, to not, in fact, protest in the law as well.
The chief of staff, Rabbi Eisenkotler, Rabbi Kahl, is actually appealing to officers within the IDF, please do not bring politics into the country's army of the people. It's not the place to, or certainly not the national institution, to politicize.
Yeah, absolutely. So moving on to Israel, from Israel to the UK, it looks as though the UK Labour Party is having a few more issues, just because it didn't have any more. A fallout as Corbyn op-ed exposes a rift in more accusations against Corbyn about anti-Semitic comments. What is going on in the UK Labour Party?
Well, this is a million-pound question, Benji. What is going on with Corbyn? You know, there continues to be fallout over the UK Labour Party and allegations of anti-Semitism. Now, over the weekend, Corbyn himself penned an op-ed for the Guardian newspaper where he said, you know, he won't stand for anti-Semitism in the party. It's a very, very small amount of anti-Semitism. It's within the Labour Party. He himself has not clarified his comments, which is a source of major criticism for Corbyn. And he actually released a video apologizing. But what has raised the ire of British Jews is the fact that he still continues to have the clause within this adoption of the definition of anti-Semitism that calls Israel a racist project. And he doesn't seem to understand that we view this as anti-Semitic, as extremely discriminatory towards Jews. He also won't clarify his comments, which has made many think, well, perhaps, you know, and he has been caught on camera making more and more comments that can only be seen as anti-Semitic. So I think a lot of discussion within the Labour Party and rumours that it could come to either a Wadi chasm or Corbyn himself having to eventually step down. Because if there is to be any future of the Labour Party in the UK, they cannot have these very, very serious and ongoing allegations of anti-Semitism continue. And it has even spread out towards personal attacks on anybody now who is standing up against anti-Semitism. They'll be called conspiracy theorists or part of a smear campaign against Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots and lots of people. Clive Jacobson saying Corbyn can apologize all he wants. He's still anti-Semitic, Drek. Thank you, Clive. Rolene, that's all the time we have for today. But we'll check in again with you tomorrow, maybe all the way from being Queen of Mardi Inn.
Well, we'll see whereabouts in the country I am then.
Yeah, indeed. You never know where you are going to find Rolene Marks there. Also, sorry, because she was in Jerusalem, the line was a little bit bad there. So do apologize, but it'll be better tomorrow. So let's take a bit of a break, and we'll be back just after this.